Baseball may be America's national pastime, but there are plenty of professional players who hail from somewhere else. 43 other countries, to be exact. They include Italy, Swaziland, and Australia. Right now, there are two Australian brothers, ethnic Maoris, who are playing for a Red Sox minor league team. It's part of Major League Baseball's strategy to expand the sport down under. The World's Jason Mercolis has more.
If you approach an Australian sports fan and start talking about Willie Mays, Pete Rose, or Derek Jeter, you're not going to have a very good conversation.
So when you were kids, did you know any Major League Baseball players? Did you have any idols? Or no?
No, didn't know much about baseball. So it was more rugby league and cricket and stuff like that.
It wasn't such a crazy question for me to ask two Australians. After all, these two, Boss and Moko Monaroa, are professional ball players. The two are playing for the Lowell Spinners, a minor league affiliate of the Red Sox. Boss and Moko are ethnically Maori, indigenous New Zealanders. They were raised in Newcastle, Australia. Boss is the younger of the two. He's 20. He says their father was a softball player and introduced them to baseball.
I didn't really like it, but my brother did. He was more into that and stuff like that, but I was more into to rugby league and BMX racing. I only played baseball, but basically because he did. So,
so what did you like about it?
I just thought I liked the hitting part of baseball. I like to see how far I can hit the ball and stuff like that.
They can both hit the ball really far. They're big, powerfully built guys. Boss is among his league's leaders in home runs.
And I got three triples too. So.
And triples are one of the hardest things to do in baseball. Boss was the one who got this journey started. A Red Sox scout found him in Australia. At age 17, Boss signed a contract, and 2 weeks later, he was on his way to Florida. He was too young to come on his own, so older brother Moko acted as chaperone.
They said, since you're here, you might as well play some games as well. Put me in two games, hit a home run first game, hit the fence my second game, and then they gave me a contract from there.
At this point, you might be thinking, why was a Red Sox scout even looking in Newcastle, Australia?
Major League Baseball wants to stand for the best players in the world, then you have to recruit globally.
That's Paul Archie with Major League Baseball. He says the major leagues are always looking for the next Roberto Clemente or Sammy Sosa. That search includes looking down under. Archie was Major League Baseball's first employee in Australia back in 1990. Now there are 28 scouts working there. Archie says developing baseball in Australia isn't only about finding the next diamond in the rough. It's a marketing strategy, too. When foreign players do well, so does the global business of baseball.
Your television partners become much more interested. They show more games. They want to show their local player, which also leads to greater presence in your merchandise, sponsorships.
Last winter, or summer in Australia, Major League Baseball helped launch the Australian Baseball League, a short 40-game season with six teams. Crowds are small, on average about 1,100 fans a game. Archie says there'd be nothing better to boost attendance than for an Australian superstar to make it big in America. It's worked before.
Chan Ho Park for Korea, Mariano Rivera for Panama, you know, Fernando Valenzuela in Mexico. I mean, I could go all across, you know, all the countries.
Point taken. But those players grew up in countries where kids play baseball. Back in Lowell, I watched the two Monaroa brothers taking batting practice. They hit the ball as hard or harder than anybody on the team, but they just haven't played as much. Rich Gedman is their hitting coach. Red Sox fans will remember him as an all-star catcher for the team in the 1980s. He says mastering baseball takes time.
It's a repetition game. It's something you have to do over and over and over and over and over again. And, you know, just so that you've been in the many situations, not necessarily hitting, but certainly in the field, where you just have to see plays and you got to know where balls go.
The brothers have a long way to go before they can even sniff the grass at Fenway. Still, Gedman says the Monaroa brothers are his hardest workers, and he wouldn't bet against them making it.
As long as they believe they can, there's a chance it could happen. And that's probably the main thing. It doesn't really matter what me and you think.
The night I saw the brothers play, about 5,000 fans came to watch.
First baseman, number 18, Bong Monaroa.
By American standards, Lowell is a fifth-tier baseball town. But for the Monaroa brothers, It might as well be Yankee Stadium.
In Australia, this would probably be like a big league stadium. So
they're all behind us, cheering us on. It helps us a lot. So
for the world, I'm Jason Margolis.